Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is here. It's Manifesto Day, yay!
Yeah, Manifesto Day for people who are mad keen on the election is a big day, and particularly when you get two big ones in the same day, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil launching their manifesto. And effectively what we get here is not just the policies and plans they have, but also how they're going to pay for it. And you get the chance to interrogate the various different finance people about what are they doing, why are they favouring spending over tax cuts, how are we going to be able to pay for this, what happens if Brexit goes wrong. You're able to ask those types of questions, and then equally later on in the day, both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are able to pull lumps out of each other because each has to be able to look at the other manifesto. So a big day and an interesting one.
What do you know about what's in them?
Well, Fianna Fáil, they're staying mum, but they have got an awful lot of policy already produced in the sort of few days of the campaign so far. With Fine Gael, we do have some idea, and I think it's no surprise that they're hitting on some of the themes that they've been under pressure on. One is health, one is housing, and the other is cost of living on childcare. Just on housing first, they are planning to have 1,400 service sites. So that's where you've got the roads, you've got the electricity, you've got power, you've got water service. In. So 1,400 service sites in towns and villages under a population of 2,000 people to be made available at cost through your local authority for prospective owner-occupiers. And I think that's sort of an initiative where they're trying to, on the one hand, grow the towns and villages in the country, which we've heard on Morning Ireland over the past week, which are in real difficulty. It's also trying to get into territory where you're able to expand into those places in line with their plans for 2040. And you're also trying to take some pressure off the cities. You're probably talking about 8,000 housing units there, but they're going to say that it's a rolling fund. So once they sell those sites, the money will go back in and they can roll out that to other places. When it comes to health, some big ticket items, looks as if they're going to be spending around 5 billion euro over the next 5 years if they happen to be returned. And that figure is sort of bigger than most other parties. They're usually talking around 4 billion euro. They're talking about 5,000 additional nurses, 3,840 additional primary healthcare workers, 1 million extra home care hours every year of the government, increasing GP training services to 300 by 2025. It's a small measure, but I think it might resonate with people. Capping hospital car parking charges at £10 or €10 a day. And we have heard people saying, when I'm under so much pressure to have to be running in and out, this measure, I think, will go to ease some of that. And they're also moving on childcare as well, where they're going to increase the childcare budget by 400 million to over a billion by 2025. So that's what Fine Gael are doing. And they're going to be launching at around 12 o'clock today.
And Fianna Fáil?
Well, Fianna Fáil are launching 2 hours later, so they've got something of an advantage.
By the way, Anorak Point, why are they both doing this on the same day?
I think, no, we don't know, we're going to ask them that question when we get there, but I think it's a political advantage. They have been skirting around the edges as to when they might produce the plan. It appeared earlier that Fianna Fáil were sort of looking towards Friday. Fine Gael were being more circumspect about when. They've both gone for the same day because I think, just as I was saying earlier on, once your manifesto's out, it's under immense scrutiny, and they both want to produce their, certainly Fine Gael seems to want to produce their manifesto at the same time as Fianna Fáil, so they're cross-referencing against each other, two big parties. But Fianna Fáil has already launched many policies on health. They were reproducing on social media again. They've got 22 headlines. They've got 80 individual measures, so we're not going to be able to read it all out, but one of the big ones, and the first one they have when it comes to health, is tackling overcrowding in emergency departments, and they say they're going to increase bed capacity with the aim of a four-hour target wait at emergency departments. They're going to improve access to diagnostics for emergency departments and GPs with a new minor capital fund of 50 million euro and commence 2,600 additional hospital beds, which has been recommended under the capacity review. Now, I think what we're seeing here is an interesting one when it comes to health, because all of the parties have signed up to Sláintecare, and that is a 5.8 billion euro plan over the next 10 years, and much of it to be front-loaded. So when it comes to health, everyone will be looking at, does this fit into Sláintecare? Is it above and beyond Sláintecare? And if it is above and beyond, does that undermine Sláintecare in itself? So those will be some of the themes that will be teased out.
Grand Coalition seemed to have been ruled out yesterday.
Yeah, it was an interesting one that was raised so early in the campaign anyway. When you're talking about the formation of a government and horse trading, usually that happens after everyone's voted and you've looked at the numbers and you've decided what is possible and what's not possible. It was a card played by Leo Varadkar very early on in his Virgin Media debate. The following day, yesterday, Micheál Martin ruled it out, said people are looking for change. The last thing they want is Fine Gael to come back in. And then from the sidelines of that debate, as they weren't there, Sinn Féin saying both those parties are the establishment parties, and on that basis we wouldn't enter into a confidence and supply deal with them.
What are we expecting over the next few days? Leo Varadkar is going to be appearing tonight on RT1 television at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, he's going to be an interview with Brian Dobson, the first of a series of leaders' interviews. On Saturday, the Green Party is going to be bringing out their manifesto. All the parties are going to be rolling them out over the next few days. And we're going to have another opinion poll, this time the Business Post. Not sure when it's going to come out, Saturday night, Sunday morning, that's still unclear. And then as you roll into Monday and Tuesday, more manifesto launches.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. More on the election throughout the programme. 23 minutes past 7.